I believe that the concern is real, and many parents and members of the community feel that concern full-heartedly and for good reason. I mean, the safety of their children and safety of the students is a top priority and should always be a top priority from anybody associated with the school. I don't believe that the current school board handled the situation properly. I believe that they felt that it was just a verbiage change in the literature of the non-discrimination policy, but they didn't feel that there should be or needed to be any active community involvement with the discussion. The vote for adding that verbiage kind of happened behind closed doors, kind of hush-hush to the community's eyes, and they were made aware of it kind of after the fact when it was already voted on and it was too late. I believe that if they would have had more disclosure, more discourse with the public, gave them a chance to voice their opinions, voice their concerns, met with members of the community to find out exactly what their issue was with that, they would have been able to find a more common sense solution than just writing it in and saying, now deal with it.